106.9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Hi, I'm Jack Diamond. That's Jimmy Alexander and Lisa, and it's Friday.
Yes, thank you.
James, this deep dive last night mesmerized me.
Okay.
I don't want to oversell it, but it's a visual. You have to picture.
Okay.
Picture the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big place.
Huge.
I guess in some cases, the size of small countries. That's
right.
How big it is. For the state of Texas to have the population density of New York City, every single person on Earth would have to live there.
What?
Whoa.
What? Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Mind blown.
There would be no room for yellow roses.
For the state of Texas to have the population density of New York City, every single person in the world on Earth would have to live there.
Wow.
There, and think of the skyscrapers.
Yeah.
Think of 70, 100 stories of apartments and, you know, a couple people per. Think of how many people live there. Was it 13 million?
Mm-hmm. Something.
You'd have to literally move the whole damn world into Texas.
And think about how many, unpleasant parts of Texas there would be where there's just nothing there.
Panhandle?
Yeah. It's like, Midland. I've been to Midland, Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Been to El Paso. Been to,
Wachahatchee. Sweetwater. I'm like, peace.
Amarillo by morning.
Oh, yeah.
Been to Amarillo. Posted a picture.
You went to the Double Cross Ranch, I
believe. I did go to the Double Cross Ranch. I ate the 64-ounce steak.
That's right. Man.
I posted a picture, and all I said, Amarillo by morning. It's like 3 in the morning here in Washington. It was on one of my road trips. And ding, 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 ding. People started filling in lyrics, and it was really kind of cool.
Is that that's a song?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, I don't know. I didn't feel quite so alone. And it's a place you can feel alone in the panhandle by yourself in the middle of the night trying to find a no-tell motel to crash in. So, anyway, I thought that was pretty amazing. It would take literally the population of the world. It doesn't seem right, but okay, it is a big state. It's a massive, massive state.
Yeah, and our luck, we wouldn't be in, you know, Dallas or Fort Worth or Austin.
San Antonio. Galveston, beautiful on the Gulf.
We'd be somewhere. You're like, wow.
We'd be in
Sweetwater.
Wachahatchee. I think that's Oklahoma.
No, Sweetwater, Texas.
Is it Texas?
Yeah.
What's there?
The home of Blackjack Mulligan.
Oh, for God's sake. They made that up.
No, there's. I've been to Sweetwater. I drove. I took a picture and sent it to you and said
Sweetwater. I'm sorry. I don't remember. You were in Sweetwater.
Yeah. I know. I'm bragging now.
Was the water sweet?
It's not as much, but it was, it could be worse.
Mm.
Wow. Didn't have a sign that said home of Blackjack Mulligan either.
What road is it off of? You have to lose control of your car to find it?
Sweetwater Way.
I would like to see that sort of depicted on a map. They didn't show it on a map while I was doing
that
deep dive.
Like,
how many people would have to live in Dallas and Houston and, you know, every other big city. And there are a lot of big cities in Texas, but how they'd have to be stacked, how many high rises they'd need. 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. 2020 was hard on everybody. I mean, let's just be honest here. It seems like a lot of us are feeling a wad of cash burning a hole in our wallets. About half of us say we plan to spend more money this year than the past two summers combined. I think people, I feel the same way. I don't know where we're going, what we're doing. We just want to do something, right?
Mm, yes.
And it's funny for people who have been living in a hotel for a year and a half, waiting out the housing craziness, and in fact, just trying to find one, that we want to go from one hotel to another somewhere. Right? Not as if we're going to have that big a change of state.
It's almost like you have a timeshare is what's going on with that.
We should go camping, perhaps, and do it in a tent.
No. just saying.
Nearly half of people say they've saved enough money over the course of the pandemic to open their wallets guilt-free this summer. Mm. The other half, that's why we have the $5,000 of fun in 2021 at 7:10. I will tell you this because we want you to win. We're going to play this morning before 10.
Ooh.
Yay.
So we'll give you the info at 7:10. Then we'll tell you when we're going to play to give you a chance to win that money today here on 106.9 The Eagle. By the way, the number one thing people plan to spend money on is Vacation. You should.
I said vacation.
Well, sort
not
of.
Very loudly, but vacation.
Soft talker. Other popular picks include going out to eat, clothing, home upgrades, hosting family and friends. Hoarding toilet paper did not make the list. I'm sorry.
Thank goodness.
Not on the list this year. So, given, you know, I would pick something like Iceland. We love Iceland. I've been about a dozen times.
So you don't need to go to again. You can go somewhere new.
It's
go somewhere
everything new. I like, though. The you know, if you don't feel like taking pictures of the most surreal landscape and beaches and, well, volcanoes now, erupted lava flow is still going. There are the beaches. There is the Blue Lagoon. There's a great city of Reykjavik. It's just a really cool place.
And the food.
The food love is the fabulous. Food. The air is clean. Mm-hmm. It's just a neat, you don't like fish. If you like fish, there's a lot of fish on the menu. So where it's pretty much that and lamb. Those are your two picks. So Jimmy,
it's got worse.
They do have hot dogs in Reykjavik that are excellent.
I don't trust what those dogs are. I'll have the fish.
So if you could pick.
Yes.
And we gave you the $5,000 and said, mm-hmm. go for it. Go forth and have fun.
Yes.
What would you pick?
Ooh,
where would you go?
Well, I would want to put that towards a
Where do you want to go?
Well, I want to go to Iceland with you.
Well, yes. But if you were if you were to be the one that picked.
I want a big house in the Outer Banks where all the family can come.
Okay. I like that. I like that. And that's at least $5,000 a week.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But you could do it. I mean, when else are you going to have a chunk of $5,000 to spend on a house for your full family? But what a memorable week in an incredible place. It is beautiful there. It's just hard to get to. There's one teeny road in and out of most of it.
When you're there, you stay.
You
stay for the week.
James, where'd you go?
Keys. I'd like to get like a nice place at the Keys and stay for about a week.
That's say fun. Maybe, you know, the southernmost part of the U.S., literally, you can't go any further. The road stops at your place?
Well, yeah. And
so that you're right on the water?
Yes, exactly. They have the longest day
right.
is there. The sunlight right. in the United States is there. And so is the Harry Truman Presidential.
Oh, for gosh. I thought you were going to say Hemingway's or something fun, something cool.
No, I mentioned the cool part.
Margaritaville is there.
Mm. Do they have
snorkeling?
Yes, that's better.
Do they have pina coladas there?
Oh, please, for breakfast, lunch, dinner. In fact, it comes out of the tap in your room. Just there's hot, there's cold, there's pina coladas. 106.9, The Eagle. 106.9, The Eagle, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. Here's our late night update. A little bit of the monologue last night from James Corden, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, and Seth Meyers.
The final episode of the reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians aired, and if you've never seen the show before, trust me, you've kept up. They're sisters and they're rich. Got it.
They said Seinfeld was a show about nothing, but the Kardashians really showed that. The series finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on the E! Network, it is the rear end of an era. And, you know, I thought this was kind of cool, though. To commemorate the Kardashians' run, the Smithsonian is going to put all their original lips on display.
7-Eleven just announced that this year their free Slurpee giveaway will not just occur on one day, but for the entire month of July. It's part of their 94th birthday celebration, which means they're almost as old as the hot dogs on the rotating grill.
On Monday, Jeff Bezos announced that he would be part of a historic flight to space next month. Well, now, fellow billionaire Richard Branson says that he will be launched into space before Jeff Bezos. I know. Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos not going to be happy about this, is he?
No.
I hope Richard Branson's all caught up on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Because his Prime account is about to get cut off. I can feel it.
Well, guys, today President Biden kicked off his European tour in the UK and met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Yeah, at first, Biden didn't even recognize Johnson. He thought he was a hungover Weasley brother.
While in the UK, President Biden made a big announcement.
The United States will purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to donate to nearly 100 nations that are in dire need in the fight against this pandemic.
Okay, Biden just proved he's Irish. He's on vacation, he's feeling good, and he's buying shots for everybody.
Jack Diamond in the morning, and the most music for your workday.
It's interesting. You hear celebrities say one of the worst things in public if they're trying to maybe get a table or trying to get out of a parking ticket or speeding ticket. Don't you know who I am?
Ooh.
Never works, right?
Well, not that I'm anyone. I've never said that.
No.
Ever. For any reason.
Oh, I've said it several times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Well, when I'm annoyed and I'm like, you know what you can do? You're going to, and your family too. And they go, what's your name? I'm Jack Diamond.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's what I tell.
Oh, please.
And it's worked for me. I mean, I've never heard anything. No. So I'm at a drugstore yesterday.
Yes.
And don't you love going to the drugstore? Because it's very helpful now because they text you or call you and say, your prescription is in.
I like that. Yes. I like it very much.
Mm-hmm. Come to the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I go to the drugstore, they tell me, why are you here? And I'm like, well, you called me. We don't have anything for you. Well, yes, you do. Here it is. And I play them the message. Hello, this is drugstore.
Right.
Go to the pharmacy. If you have a question, call this number. And then I click, call the number, and guess where it rings? Beside them.
So they're standing there saying, standing there. You don't have one.
You don't have one.
You click the very link they sent you.
They're like, well, what did it call you last week? And I'm like, no, 45 minutes ago, right here. Boom. And they're like, that call. And they go, yo, drugstore. Hi, I'm right here. I'm talking to you. Right. See, you called me.
Please hold.
Yeah. So they're
yes, check out the decongestant aisle where Afrin is currently on.
Is that Herb Albert? So I go.
Yes, it was, by the way.
Thank you very much. I knew. I go sit in the little chair where they used to have the blood pressure check. But now, since COVID, they've taken that out.
You used to enjoy that, didn't you?
I did.
You checked your blood pressure. That's not your arm, sir. That's not your blood pressure. Would you please refrain? That's why they took it out.
Okay, well.
You messing around with the thing.
True. So I'm sitting there, and I sat there for 45 minutes as they try to figure out what the issue was.
That's funny.
And so I'm sitting there. Oh, yeah. I was laughing. So I'm sitting there, and I watch people come through. And
it is. May I say, that's fine viewing.
Oh, sure. Mm. It was entertaining.
The people at the prescription counter, and the sadly, for the people who work behind it, the arguments that ensue.
Yes. There were a lot of issues going on. And it's always great because it was near closing time. So, you know, the line, because now, you know, people are still keeping the distance. You know, the line was all the way to Giant. I mean, it was far. It was far out the door. So this one lady came in, and I could hear her at the little consultation, you know, little booth that they have on the counter.
Really? They used the consultation booth?
Yes, because she bypassed the line.
Gotcha.
And said, is it not ready? And they're like, the pharmacist has to go away, and who knows what's going on.
They always go away.
They're clicking. Yeah. It's kind of like when you call an airline, and it's a lot of...
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, what's going on? What are you really doing over there? So she comes back, and she says, it's not at this drugstore. It's at one of our sister stores, you know, in Virginia.
Oof.
And the lady kind of lost it, and she stated her version of, don't you know who I am? She said...
Oh!
Yes, I didn't know this was there. She didn't say... I'm a doctor. She said, I'm a physician, and I refuse to go over there when I live a block from here.
What does being a physician have to do with it?
I don't know, but it sounded good. Because, see, it sounded like, I'm a doctor. Okay, but a physician.
Yeah.
That sounds.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm a doctor. I'm the Dr. Spock of rock. Yeah. That's who I am. Please.
Oh, we gotta try.
I am also an ordained minister, so I'm a doctor of divinity, but that's another story.
Mark that.
Yeah.
But physician just sounds...
Yeah, it sounds much bigger than, I am a DJ, where's my prescription?
Yes. But
what?
But it sounds better than I'm a doctor. You're doctor emergency room. Okay, but a physician, you have your whole, you have a practice, right?
It sounds professorial.
Yes.
It has a refined, dignified attitude to it.
And then it got less, the cachet seemed a little tarnished later when she started arguing with a poor pharmacy tech about why her discount wasn't, her
please.
Card wasn't working, I promise you. And she said, I should be getting $10 off on my card. I put my telephone number in there and I have a coupon.
She sounds like the Abominovitz who lived next to you at
in my old building.
In your old building that you would always avoid.
Well, he was a doctor, too.
And, well, please.
And he wanted you to call him, not Mr., but Dr. Abominovitz. So he's trying to explain to her why her card isn't working. Hmm. And she's like, well, I want you to cancel it right now. And I'm saying,
this poor tech is simply trying to take care of the building angry mob that's now at the counter, not at the consultation area.
And it took everything I could do
Yeah.
not to say, pardon me, physician? Yes. I'll give you $10 if you just go away.
Did she get her 10 bucks back? Did they cancel? Did she get her prescription? They may not have had it there. It's annoying as it can be. But maybe the Virginia location was the only one that had her prescription.
Well, she made them make, you know, the pharmacist says, well, I'm going to have to mix it up and make it. And she goes, that's fine. I will wait.
Really? The mortar and pestle came out?
Yes, it did. So that said to me, next time I have a problem at the drugstore, guess what I am?
What?
A physician.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann here on 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. How about some good news, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's always good news in the world. We picked 2, 3, 4 stories, quick ones that hopefully will send you off on your day in a very positive frame of mind. 56-year-old guy in Connecticut named Peter Marshall has early onset Alzheimer's, doesn't remember much more, including, sadly, his wife's name. Oh. But she knows he still loves her because he recently proposed to her again.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Their daughter is an event planner and threw them a second wedding. He remembered to say, I do. Oh. He remembered every part of his vows, and he certainly remembered her name.
Wow, that's amazing.
56, that's early. Mm-hmm. Early onset.
Very sad.
A high school in High Point, North Carolina, mm-hmm. had his graduation on Sunday. The principal honored all of this year's graduates by singing a very solid rendition of Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You to him. They did it on the national news. They showed this guy. He's not really a singer, doesn't perform. And doing Whitney's version, you are asking for trouble.
I gave you chills.
But he knocked it out of the park, Lisa. Man. Yeah, it was great. Mattel has a new line of Barbie dolls made from recycled plastic that would have ended up in the ocean.
Woo.
The line is called Barbie Loves the Ocean. Isn't that great? And a police officer in Toronto recently put himself at great risk to remove a McDonald's cup that was stuck on a skunk's head.
What?
He managed to do it without getting sprayed. And another police officer shot the video. If you search, if you really like to see it, police officer McDonald's cup skunk. Just go ahead and put those words in there.
I got to tell you, that's one one case I would not be cracking.
I have a little bit. Do you have the mm-hmm. the principal mm-hmm. doing the acapella? This is Principal Marcus Gauze. Worth listening to for a few seconds here. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh,
now, of course, it's the school's PA system, which was intended purely for speaking that mm-hmm. night. Terribly distorted, but man, he belted it out.
Well, what's he going to sing next year? He's going to have to do this every year now.
Well, how do you top that?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's your good news on the Eagle.
Anytime you need to feel good,
Jack Diamond is your friend.
Said, what's your lottery number?
Dogs getting married, cats getting rescued. Charity's making the quotas, making you laugh when we can.
Jimmy Alexander.
Good news. Lisa Ann's witty banter.
Good news. World's ignored the eagle.
Patrick and Hagerstown.
Good news.
Now it's time for Jack Diamonds. Good news.
Guilty of main character syndrome.
What? Main character syndrome.
I don't know.
This explains why some of these guys on 270, 70, 81, 340 mm-hmm. drive like they're in Fast and Furious or Grand Theft Auto. This is the only explanation for these pack, in some cases, of motorcycle riders who ride 40, you know, together, weaving in and out of traffic. Mm-hmm. Horrible. Doing that crazy stuff that, you know, has become an honest to God problem. Nothing against bike riders. They just simply, there's some jackasses on bikes. I love bikes. Love Harleys. Had one. Had a Sportster. Loved it. Never did that. My goal was always to keep both tires on the pavement mm-hmm. and remain upright and in the locked position. Always. Sure. And the weaving thing, you're asking for trouble. Anyway, why do people drive like that? What is this pack mentality? What is this driving 120 miles an hour in the right lane?
Passing on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. We saw passing on the shoulder the other day. Unbelievable. Experts say there's a rise in main character syndrome. It's a narcissistic state of mind in which a person acts as if their life or somebody else's is a film and they're the star. This is the only thing that's made sense to me to this point.
Wow.
But it's an actual case. It's a narcissistic state.
Wow.
Think about it. They drive like it's a movie
so
stunt.
True. That's so true.
And they don't seem to care. They feel as if nothing bad is going to happen to them. That, well, the movie script calls me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that makes sense. And it doesn't necessarily manifest itself in incredibly brainhead driving. It is becoming increasingly common on social media, and it can be problematic if the person sees everyone else in their life as merely extras, which is exactly the way you and I are treated on the road when they drive past us at 120 miles an hour. We're just the extras. We don't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, if you're a psychologist, psychiatrist, counselor, I don't know if this is a moment of revelation for you or you've known this. I just discovered this today. And I don't know that it made me feel any better about the way some people drive or the way they act in life. You know, there are a number of things that have happened in the past, not just year, but past few years where you go, what were they thinking? How could this? That's how.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's the only explanation I've ever read to that kind of behavior.
Yeah, interesting, because you do see people and they're driving, as you said, you know, on the shoulder or weaving, and it's like, you know, are you trying to save somebody's life?
No.
You have to be at the at headquarters?
You and know, it's usually a tricked out car. That's how you know it's not someone just with an emergency heading for the hospital.
Right.
You know, it's not all cases, but some cases a really nice car. They're just driving like, Grand Theft Auto.
Well, when you're driving and they come up behind you in your lane in the last second move over.
That's what we're talking about.
What the heck is this?
You see them in your rearview mirror. They're going to rear end us. Literally at 120 or whatever they're going. And then they move to the right incredibly quickly, then cut back across three lanes of traffic. You've seen everybody. Nobody on earth has not seen this. That's the only explanation. Narcissistic state of mind. They see themselves as the star of a film. Everybody else just extras.
Wow.
If you're doing a doctoral thesis, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get paid scale for being extras?
Is there craft services catering?
That's why they're going so fast.
They
want to get to the good stuff.
They're in a big hurry to get in line before somebody else takes the guacamole and chips, right?
Yeah.
Now, that is interesting, isn't it? I don't know that it makes me feel better, but at least we know why.
Well, yeah, and especially you love the moments where they rush behind you, and if you're not on an interstate, you're on a normal road, and you all arrive at the red light at the same time. You look over at them like, where were you going in such a hurry?
And you always hope they're running radar ahead of you, right?
Yeah.
That's the day you want there to be a radar track.
Very satisfying.
Yes. Did you see those pictures taken? They were filming you, but for the red light camera or the speeding camera.
Take it easy out there. Keep your eyes open. It is a crazy, crazy world.
Because a lot of times there's not a take two in those scenes.
No, there's not. 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
Doesn't matter what business you work in. The customers, clients, people on the phone, people have questions.
Mm-hmm.
People have questions about what we do here for a living and about, for instance, $5,000 of fun in 2021 that we're going to play between 9 and 9:15. So you need to listen then for a shot at $5,000. That's not a silly question. We get questions like that all the time, and we love them. May I hear? Will you guys, be at the Don Felder concert? That sort of thing. Do you guys have an app? Yes, it's in the Android and Apple store. Well, a Disney worker shared the dumbest question, their language, a guest ever asked. Now, you can imagine at Disney, you want to make the most of your experience. It is Imagineered. How does all of this work?
Mm-hmm.
So there may be questions that those in the know think are dumb questions that we ask. We simply want to know. Now, if you work in a business where people tend to ask questions or have had a question that was maybe silly, we're doing a Facebook Live, Jack Diamond Show, on Facebook or Facebook.com/Jack Diamond Show if you're on your computer. Feel free to drop in a question that someone asked. You're like, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, say hi to Jimmy Alexander, please.
Good morning. Good
partner,
morning.
Partner, friend, buddy for the past 25 years.
That's right.
You've worked in retail. You've worked in radio. You've worked in television. dumbest or silliest question anybody's ever asked?
Well, I'm asked more than once. This has happened more than once. I will be at a movie or, let's say, at a restaurant. And somebody will go, Jimmy, how are you? And they'll look at me and go, are you on the air?
Well, like, not at the moment. I'm standing here without a microphone.
But yeah. Really like, are you on the air? And I'm like, I'm having a taco. Like, you see me right here. Like, how would I be on the air?
The taco is really a microphone. Why, yes.
Yes.
And Jack's in the kitchen making another taco.
And here is something else that people, and I'm sure you would hear this often, J.D., when you give away prizes or especially money, somebody would call us and they ask me, if you tell me the number, because it was like a code or something, I'll split the money with you. And I'm like, so I'm gonna risk my career and go to jail.
Jail for 10 years.
Oh, man.
So you and I
can split. Why would I split it? Yeah. Feel free. There's the lovely and talented Lisa Ann as well. Feel free, if you're on your iPhone, to pound out a couple of hearts there at the bottom. We love seeing those streaming hearts. Thanks in advance. So you've worked in the circus. You've worked in radio now.
And Radio Shack.
Radio Shack.
That's right. Hardee's, the Lincoln Room Museum.
All right. Silliest question that someone asked that you can recall.
Well, I used to teach computer programs and things like that. And I'm standing up in front and I'm just telling everyone.
What kind of group is this?
They're professionals. When I used to work for the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Ooh.
Government.
FDIC, baby.
You'd have stayed in, you'd have a pension by now.
That's right.
I know.
She married a disc jockey. Hey, well played.
So I said, all right, everybody, press any key. And invariably, I had a couple of hands go up. And they said, which one's the any key?
Looking for a key that said any.
True story. And then eventually one day I came in to teach the class, and they put stickers on every single key on my keyboard that said any key.
Well, at least they had a sense of humor. The co-workers, I like that.
Those wacky government employees.
Here's what the Disney workers share, the dumbest question they've received from a guest. She talks about Disney's Magical Express service, where they automatically check your luggage into your room. One guest wanted to know why theirs wasn't checked in yet. Turns out they left their luggage on their front porch at home because they thought the service was so magical that someone would pick it up from there and magically transport it to their room.
No.
They spent their vacation without any clothing at all. Probably deserved it. A few more to share with you. And, if you work at... food, I guess, would be a big question. You know, what's in it, that sort of thing. Somebody asked, is the Fire Stick pepperoni, is it hot or mild? The Fire Stick. I can't figure this out on my own. Somebody was interviewing a cook, and she shows up for the interview, and she said, to get this job, do I need to know how to cook?
To be a cook.
Yeah, I guess she thought maybe it was some other kind of work, prep or something. No, you have to learn how to cook. The mushroom burger.
Oh.
Does that have mushrooms on it?
Oh.
Mushroom burger?
Yeah.
If you have a question someone asked, you're like, really?
Duh.
Drop it in the comments, please. Jack Diamond Show. Yeah. We'll share them. And if you want to remain anonymous, well, on the air you can. And you don't have to give necessarily the business, simply the type of business. Mm-hmm. A guy works at a tractor supply company, and every day somebody comes in looking for a lawnmower blade. They don't know the make, the model, or the size of the blade they do, and obviously they try to help out. One woman told me her mower is red. Really big clue. That's a big help. You sit on it.
Okay.
And they got it when they bought their house 9 years ago. That's it. Can you tell me what size mower blade I need?
Would it help? Just take a picture of the mower and bring it in.
Someone wanted to know when Winston Churchill was going to be put on the U.S. presidential coins. Winston Churchill, very influential.
Yes.
Great friend of ours.
Yeah, yeah. Prime Minister of
England.
Yeah.
Not America. No. Can you give me the judge's cell phone number? I just have a quick question. No, we can't. Can you change the tides so we can dig clams during the day? Is that pot? Could you do that for us, please?
What a resort.
Somebody worked at a seafood market. They would fill up people's cooler with free ice.
Yeah.
And almost daily, somebody would ask me, how long will the ice last? Well, about as long as the ice lasted last time you used the cooler. I love this one. The Instapot pressure cooker.
Yeah.
The lid won't release when the cook time is over. The clerk, yes, that's the safety feature. Once the steam pressure is out of the valve, it will unlock. Customer says, but why do I have to wait? The clerk says, so you can call your family to dinner, not call 911.
Great answer.
All right, if you have any, drop them into comments on Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. And by the way, thank you. Yesterday, we were fooling around with filters on Snapchat, and I asked you guys to be nice enough to go ahead and post pictures of you and your pet. I was hoping for a llama or something. I'm disappointed to say no one posts llamas.
Or cows. I wanted a cow.
Wanted a cow as well. But this is the... here's the picture of Lisa and Zeus, our 15-year-old Chihuahua. And here's Zeus wearing the straw hat and the little piece of hay in his mouth. The pictures you guys posted are great. Check him out, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. And thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
WWED, WWED HD1 Myersville.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh and your favorite classic hits.
106.9
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. Listen, thanks for the amazing response on Jack Diamond Show on Facebook today. We gave you a quote from somebody who had worked at Disney that somebody asked her the dumbest question a guest had ever asked. Let's call it silliest to be more polite. She said they have a Magical Express luggage service that, I guess, delivers quickly to your room. Once you get there, you know, you sort of drop off the luggage. They take care of it from when you arrive at the resort to your room. And this person left their luggage on the front door of their home, thinking the luggage would magically be expressed to the resort. They didn't have to take it.
Not that magical.
Ooh. Not quite that magical. Imagine what that would cost. So we asked you guys to post some questions in your line of work or your business that people have asked that could be considered silly or dumb. Jamie starts us off, and I love Jamie's post. Jamie's up in Hagerstown. Thanks for listening, buddy. A coworker walks over to another coworker's desk with a thumb drive in his hand and says, I think this thumb drive may have a virus on it. Would you put it in your computer and check it?
That's almost like, I think this milk is best. Take a whiff.
Michelle says, I was working in travel once, and this professional called and asked how long it would take to get a visa to a foreign country. And I said, well, it obviously depends where you're going. New Mexico. That's not a
foreign
country. Michelle, thank you. That's great. Heather says, I'm a paraprofessional. I had a young teacher ask me to clarify that she had a picture of a rhino and not a hippo. Mm. Also, during a science lesson, she asked me if a carrot was a plant.
Yeah.
Well, young teacher, learning and coming along.
Four? Sure.
Lisa says, these stories give me a lot of concern about people in the world. Well, Lisa, these are simply questions. At least they asked.
Yes.
My attitude about any of this, no question is stupid. It's stupid if you don't ask, kind of.
Well, I don't know some of those.
Elizabeth, who worked in Amazon customer service, lovely person, said about the Amazon Paperwhite e-reader. It's basically an iPad, but it's Paperwhite, very easy to read. Really, really nice, but it's like an iPad. It has 4G capabilities. The person wanted to know if it's a cell phone that they could hold up the iPad.
Soon phones will be that size.
You think they'll be that size or they'll be smaller? I think we're moving in that direction, but you know, you could be right.
I think we're moving bigger.
Are we? Well, we're moving for a bigger screen, but I think on the iPro 12 Max, we've maxed out.
But you could make a phone call on your giant iPad, right?
I mean, you can. So. But it's not a phone.
It would be awkward to hold it
you
up.
See, no questions are dumb. No questions are dumb. Anita says, I had a student ask me where the stairs went. I said, up and down. Anita in Smithsburg, thanks for listening, Anita. Appreciate it very much.
I don't, you know, that's... she knew what they meant.
I love her, yeah.
That's a dark sarcasm in the classroom. We don't need no education.
Love it. Darnie's run said, Home Depot, do they sell 2x4s? Yeah, they do, actually. And Linda worked at Giant for 25 years. somebody came in with a ham bone and actually wanted to return it. They said the ham wasn't any good, but it was just the bone. And knowing the dear folks at Giant, they probably said, no problem. Step over here. We'll take care of it. Thanks for the great response. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hits station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. Jackson Brown is coming out with James Taylor this summer.
I cannot wait for this concert. I really, really, really love
it. That's a great show.
The Pyro, the Fly Girls.
No. Just great music, great singer-songwriter music. And I know they're going to do each other's tunes. It's going to be cool. If you dig Jackson Brown and James Taylor, having them together is a pretty spectacular package.
Who's going to be more chill of the two of them? Hi, how are you? Hi.
Well, no question, James Taylor. Although we saw Jackson Brown at Bethel, New York at Woodstock a year ago, right before, well, a year and a half ago now. I think, wasn't Jackson the last show we saw before everything shut down?
Yes, because we missed him when he was at Wolf Trap.
Right.
So we
had to drive to Woodstock, New York and back in the same day.
I'm sure he sounded great, right?
Sounded incredible. Really he's good. Very laid back. He's always been laid back. But great show, good guy. 106.9 The Eagle.
When you think about concerts that you've been lucky enough to see, I mean, you've seen some of the biggest artists in popular music history, right?
Fell into luck seeing the Beatles at the Coliseum. My dad got tickets. I had really no idea. Saw, you know, McCartney, you name it, you know, any of those bands. Saw Queen, Moody Blues a bazillion times.
Rolling Stones.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm grateful. There are very few I haven't seen that I'd like to see. Saw James Taylor.
And you've performed with or had them close for you in different concerts. Elton John closed for you at Jiffy Lube Live, right?
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon closed while, you know, that was nice.
Moody Blues.
By the way, we played on the same show as Kansas and the Little River Band. It's interesting. Sammy, our bass player, posted a picture yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said Diamond and Steed opening for Little River Band in Kansas. We're talking to the lead singer of Kansas. There's a new venue opening in December in the Tysons area, and Kansas is going to be there. They're doing Point of No Return, the album in its entirety, plus, you know, other, you're going to hear Carry On My Wayward Son, Dust in the Wind, a lot of great Kansas music. And the guys are consummate musicians and vocalists. So we'll have the interview for you next week.
Well, it's interesting you mention those type of shows like Hometown Holidays, is I believe where you opened.
Played for 40,000 people. That's right. One of the places we played in. We played at Wolf Trap with the Beach Boys.
But these type of like city shows, like something like that, a community event like Hometown Holidays.
It's wonderful.
We had them in Greensboro near where I live. And what would have been my first concert, now my first concert was my first day in radio in North Carolina where I saw Pink Floyd. That was my first day in radio. Pink Floyd's last concert.
Was your first concert?
My first concert.
Pink Floyd. Whoa. That was your starter concert. Mine was Bobby Sherman.
Yeah, well.
Julie D'Alumbi. That was my first. You saw Pink Floyd?
I saw Pink Floyd. Now, that's a cool, right? That's a cool concert.
It doesn't get much cooler.
And it was hard for other shows to compete with that. And so in a week period, 1 week period, I saw Pink Floyd. Then I saw Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Oh, great.
Where they didn't sing Our House.
Okay.
And then I saw Steve Miller Band.
Incredible. Hit after hit. One of the best sounding bands you'll ever hear.
And amazing. And so in like 5 days, 6 days, I saw all three of them.
At that point, you retire. You go, I'm never going to see a run of shows like this again.
And as great as Crosby, Stills, Nash were, and obviously Steve Miller, compared to Pink Floyd in the stadium, there's no floating pigs. There were no inflatable animals.
I will share this with you.
Yeah.
I've not seen Pink Floyd.
And you won't.
No.
Right?
No.
They'll never tour again.
They don't talk.
But
and we've lost members, so.
The sad thing, though, JD, is what should have been my first concert, and I don't know if this counts, but to see a city show like that, you know, like a, you know, a community one, and it was like Central Stage or something in Greensboro. And my mom picked to go Saturday and not Sunday, 2-day event. You know, thousands and thousands of people are there in downtown Greensboro. And we saw Peaches and Herb.
Oh, from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
But really, there's one song, right?
Well, Reunited is a more recent. Yeah. Reunited, and it feels so good.
And it didn't feel that good. I got to be honest with you. It was fine.
But they had like five hits, six hits.
The next day, Frank Sinatra Jr. Now,
Yeah.
Mm. How perfect.
You're lucky you saw Peaches and Herb.
What are you? How dare you?
Frank Sinatra Jr.?
The chair boy of the board.
That's like me seeing me do a Beatles song when he could have seen McCartney.
Come on.
Well, in fact, I probably do McCartney better than Frank Sinatra Jr. did Frank.
Well, I didn't hear you.
I'm just guessing.
Well, I just heard you do Peaches and Herb.
Well, no, I don't know. Well, that was better than Frank Jr. Frank Jr. just had the great stories to tell.
He never did reunite.
Cars, right where they belong, 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lee Sam. So listen, if you've been across the bridge at Lake Linganore, you probably have seen the work and the dredging there. Finally, after 2 years, it is complete.
Wow.
Man, wow. Big project.
Well, Lake Linganore is important other than just, obviously, the people who live up there love it. It's a natural resource. It's beautiful. The cleanliness of the water, I guess, was of concern because of sediment and all that. And they did this amazing dredging project, removed 150,000 cubic yards of sediment.
Wow.
Whoa.
That much sediment, if you laid it across a football field, it would be seven stories high.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
So over, I guess, nearly 50 years, sediment built up from upstream tributaries, ran into the lake, and the lake's volume was reduced. Anyway, they just completed this rather amazing project. And a lot of the drinking water, I think, for the Frederick area comes not only from Lake Linganore, but it's, I guess, the largest single source for the city of Frederick. The water runs into Linganore Creek. They take, what, 6 million gallons a day or something?
It's mind-boggling.
Out of that. So congratulations to everybody involved in that project. I guess you'll see that equipment moved out now.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I love driving over there.
It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. The whole area is lovely.
I wonder what they did with all the stuff that they drew. You know, where'd it go?
Do you know?
I do know. They used it in the landfills. So they would, you put trash and then you put sediment on top of it.
So it's like a lasagna?
Oh,
only not
it's
nearly
lasagna
as tasty?
No. Sorry.
Don't believe me. I'm just picturing the layers. My sister Pam makes an incredible lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she has probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 layers. And I just imagined them putting sediment on my sister's lasagna.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not be pleased by that, but in the landfill, I guess it serves some purpose.
I guess so.
Less sediment, more regatta.
Jack Diamond in the morning, and the most music for your workday.
106.9 The Eagle. Guitarist Tommy Shaw may be out there touring as Styx. That's all Dennis DeYoung. Yeah. Come Sail Away. He wrote it. He sang it, as he did with most of their songs. Brilliantly done. We had him in studio doing that with just a keyboard.
Amazing.
And it really was. He had every one of those notes. Cool guy, too.
Did he do the Mr. Roboto dance while he was...
He did not.
Oh.
He did Babe. He did so many songs, we couldn't believe it.
Hold on. He didn't do Mr. Roboto?
No, he did Mr. Roboto. He didn't do the dance.
Oh, I would want
to. You asked about the dance.
You're right. You're right. Fair.
He didn't do the dance. He's very busy. He's playing keyboard, playing synth parts. He's very...
It's hard
he's
to
got
dance.
The drum.
It's like Elton John. You know, he's singing, I'm still standing, but actually he's sitting. Have you ever seen have you ever seen Elton stand
yes,
during
I
a
have.
Song?
Yes, I have. On the piano. He played with his foot. And how did he hit those keys? How did he actually manage with boots on? Now, he did it barefoot as well, and he tried to do it with the duck webbed feet. That didn't work so well.
How did he waddle up on that piano with that wig?
I know.
I mean, a lot of mistakes could have happened.
I think he stepped on a box. Really hard to get your foot up there. He's short like you. He's a very small man.
I know. I'd be concerned about sliding. They're very slippery, the pianos, right?
He managed to play close to, but I mean, it sounded like Benny and the, whatever it was he was playing. And it pounded on the piano with his heel. 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.